It's time for speed jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. Thanks for sending jokes to WGN Radio and me, John Williams, Patty Malloy and Michael Rago in Edgebrook, and Doug Kohenauer in Fredonia, Wisconsin. We got a joke sent all the way from Canada. Thank you, Dave Carr and Bob in Arlington Heights, and James in Southwest Michigan, Tim from Berwyn, Elgin, LJ in Elgin, Dave Browning, a mug winner, and Libation Abuser sent us one from Hammond, Indiana. I think he's drinking more than coffee out of his coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. Paul Falson sent us a joke from Apple River, Illinois, and Ed Petrocious sent us a joke from Houston as he is awaiting a flight to Buenos Aires. Thanks for making the effort, sir. Stan Gadget, Dottie Bobson, and Huntley. Celeste J. Mann, the music minister at St. Mary's Catholic Church in McHenry. Wallace Mugg in Holland, Michigan. Doreen La Criola. And Dan Shutters in Grays Lake all sent in jokes today, among others. First, here's a heads up for our millennial male listeners. Scheduling your first digital exam may not be what you think it is. The inventor of spell check just passed away. The funnel will be held tomato. A penguin walks into a bar, says to the bartender, "I'm looking for my brother. Have you seen him?" Bartender says, "I don't know. What's he look like?" Employment application blanks always ask who should be called in case of an emergency, and I'm like, "People, write in ambulance." Ed and Lyle wrote in to say, "People, life is short. Make sure you spend as much time as possible on the internet arguing with strangers about politics." You know, we don't do many political jokes around here, but could someone just explain to us why a Department of Government Efficiency needs two co-chairs?
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a blade of grass, and John Williams will star as another blade of grass.
Okay, boy, we could sure use some rain.
Yeah, I guess we'll just have to make do.
Cowboys used to hang lanterns from their stirrups to see the trail more easily in the dark. This is the first form of satellite navigation. My roommate claims that I'm schizophrenic. Well, the joke's on him. I don't have a roommate. And finally, Dave, Home Depot is putting their Christmas decorations in the second row of housewares. Or put another way.